Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Okay, hello and welcome to Corners Corner. Hello. What in the world? Steven.
What world?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, all that noise, I'm like, what in the world? Yeah, I hear you now. Yep. Yeah. So how's it going? How is it going this evening, everybody? Good?
Good.
Yeah, not too bad.
Good, good, good. That's always good to hear when we're having when people are having good days. What is all that noise, man?
It's probably where I have everything situated.
Second. That's a lot.
I don't know.
Just muted it until something gets squared away. That's loud in my ear. Extremely loud.
I'm sorry. I didn't do it.
No, it's not you.
I'd have done it better, you know.
I hear that.
We got him yet?
I don't know.
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, but I'm getting all that background noise. What's all that? That background noise is killing me. It's like really strong, loud.
Okay. Let me try to move.
And you're beating on things, Wayne. What are you doing?
I have my coffee cup on a little, cup holder.
Yeah.
And it had junk in it, so I just knocked it off.
Oh, okay. I can't do that. I'm sorry. I can't deal with that.
Is he back yet?
No, I just muted him again. It's too much noise, man. Hold on. You want to talk for a second? Just talk about whatever. I'm going to go over and chat with him in a private room real quick.
Okay.
Please.
Okay. Sure. We are going to talk about MS again tonight. MS is something which damages the nerve fibers in the central nervous system, and those transmit out some pretty severe pain to the receptors. It's something that we're really not making a lot of progress on. Another one of the things that we're trying to get everybody informed about, so that we know that we're not alone with just our illness, that there's other diseases out there that are just as debilitating, or like we found out last night with POTS, maybe even worse. So that's what we're trying to do, and I think we got Dan back.
Yeah, I'm back.
We have Dan back. Okay.
Yeah. He's got to get something worked out, because I'm not doing a show like that. Sorry. He's going to call in again. Right. But hold on. We'll try it one more time.
Okay.
All right, Steven, you there? You got it all straight? Yeah, you got it all straight?
I think so. Is that any better? All
right. Yeah, some. You just got to really watch the background. The background noise gets really loud.
Well, I think what it was my fluorescent lights in my basement.
Oh, okay.
It's
better. We just got to try to keep the background noise down, which is hard. It's hard to do if you don't have a noise canceling microphone like I do. But mine was accident the other day. Yeah, Wade, I heard parts of what you were saying, and briefly before we let Steven get started, since he's got everything squared away, is we're doing a show. There's two different types of pots that I found out about last night, and neither one of them are smokable. Lisa Davis is going to come on Tuesday night and do the show with us on those on pots on both of them, and she has some information, and I was talking to her last night during the show, and she didn't get back to me until after we ended. But
well, we were obviously way over our head last night on that one, and you know that's something mm-hmm. that we really need the help of the people out there that are listening that you know have some knowledge of this. You know, any sure. knowledge is going to help us. So, and it's going to help them get their disease out there so that people sure. know about them.
Yeah. So we're going to do that. All right, Steve, you're all squared away, man. We can give this a shot, but I'm going to say if the background noise gets too bad, I'm going to mute it. I'm going to cancel it. So I can't have it and people can't hear. I mean, that's what the show's for. So it's not your fault and I'm not mad. I'm just saying we need to concentrate on keeping it down as low as we can. And try to talk where people can hear us. That's all. So,
okay.
Want to get started with our show on MS on Thursday nights with Steven. I'm glad you're willing to do these every Thursday night, man. It really means a lot to us. These are things that we talk about. We want to help. So, feel free to go ahead and start with what you got for the night. It's pretty much your show. We'll let you run with it.
Okay. My thought for tonight is basically to talk a little bit more about what we should be prepared with when we go in to see our neurologist or family doctors. Mm-hmm. The only way that we're going to have any idea of what's going on in our world is to give them as much information as we can.
Sure.
I believe if we had any type of list with us, if it can be made up of a standard list, I wouldn't mind trying to work out something that we had like a checkoff. So wasn't sure what you guys thought about doing a list for the list.
Doing a what?
Doing some type of a list that we could use for doing for the doctor and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, we talk a lot about, you know, actually just keeping like a journal or a diary of your day to day, just what's your pain level today, you know? How do you feel? How's your movement? You know, is your rest good or bad? You know, there's just so many things that we need to tell the doctor, you know, and I'm sorry, but when today gets by and I'm into tomorrow, I usually forget about today's. So if I don't write it down, that's I can't give that to the doctor. And that's information that the doctors need to know.
Yeah,
because without any information to them, we're not any good to them at all. I mean, and they can't do anything for us. So we need to have something to give to them, or like Wayne said, a Bible, just a little bit of a Bible that we can break down notes and just jot it down and have it ready for the doctor. Because, yeah, I mean, I can't remember what I did yesterday or how I felt.
Yeah. You know, that's something that goes on with a lot of us. My memory has gotten so bad over the last few years with this disorder. It's really gotten bad, and we have to make notes. We have to make notes to ourselves and be sure and talk to our doctors about things. That's very it's very important. Very important. Go ahead and finish up, Steven. I'm sorry. I'll get sidetracked here very easily.
No. I understand what you're saying about the fact of dealing with all of the things that you're trying to remember. The longer we go into this process, everything, it seems like the more the memory really seems to be a problem with us. The one thing I really do find it's strange. I mean, I can remember things from way back, but I can't remember what I did yesterday sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You guys run into that?
Yeah.
Oh, short-term memory? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, it's terrible.
I do. Yeah. I mean, I do it during the show. So that's only an hour long.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah. You know, I don't know. It seems like some days are better than others with it, though. But not, you know, like I forget if I took my medicine in the mornings and stuff. And I pretty much know I do because I take it every morning. Like it's like a habit. So I pretty much know that I take it, but I don't remember taking it. And yeah, they can get very dangerous when you don't remember things sometimes.
Yeah, especially if you're going to take that medicine, like when you remember it later in the day, is that going to give you a problem later at night when you take the second? I take an evening, sure. I take a morning and an evening batch, sure. And some of them are just like supposed to be AM and PM.
Yeah, yeah.
But
definitely,
I think if we all just got used to writing down daily, like how we felt. Have something at your dresser before you go to bed, nightstand. Mm-hmm. Just jot down how you felt for the day because you'd be amazed after 30 days how many days you had good and how many really it weren't as bad some months. And that means a lot. That means a lot to these doctors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, not so much your pain, but other things like what was the weather like? Was it raining? Was it, you know, a bad storm? Was it bright sunshine? You know, did you have a bunch of company over, you know, and it was a lot of noise and it was stressful, you know, and how was that affecting you? I mean, we need to, when we do a journal, I mean, we need to do a journal, you know, so a doctor can say, well, wow, you know, you had a lot of, you know, kids and company over and you were really stressful and you were really hurting. That can help identify some of the problems. And we need to actually start going outside the box a little bit and, you know, don't put down that too many buses went by your house for the day, you know. the doctor don't care. But the things that are impacting you, you know, and making you better or making you worse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, even the things that make you feel better for the day, write it down. Those are things that could probably help you and not only the doctor.
Sure.
Makes sense?
A lot of times when I go into the doctor, I always get upset because it's like I went in, we did one or two things, and I left. Well, it's not his fault. He doesn't have anything else to do with those two things. But if I had more information for him, it would make more sense to him what's going on.
Sure.
So,
yeah, that's true.
I would say that's the biggest thing.
That's true. Hey, real quick, like to the listeners, I've had some people private message me over the last few days and saying that they've been having problems with Blog Talk Radio kicking them off or whatever. Make sure you have the most current update of your web browser, and it works best with Google Chrome and Firefox. Sorry to throw this out, but I wanted to say it before I forgot. So go ahead where y'all left off. I do apologize. I thought about it. I knew I better say something.
So you don't forget it.
Short-term memory will kick in real quick.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Tell us what all information do you have tonight that you're going to share about MS? You said you were going to get some. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to basically talk a little bit about what the different types of medicine that we take as MS patients is out there in the market. What I'm finding today, a lot of people don't know about the current medicines that are available. They don't ask their doctor because the doctor may only have one or two or three different ones, and they're basically getting paid to push those drugs. So. Mm-hmm. If they're having problems with one doctor and the medications that they're offering, they almost have to go to a different doctor because a different doctor is going to offer them a whole different array of medications that are available through all the pharmaceuticals. I know my doctor has, I think he works with three different ones, but he doesn't get into many other ones. So, I mean, I just want people to know that if they need to have... If they're having problems with medication, I just ran into that last week. I mean, I I had to change a little bit of medication to get myself back into swing again. So if you're not feeling good, don't be afraid to call the doctor and say, hey, this is what's happening. Is
right.
fucking not mixing right with my medication.
Yeah. Yeah, there was... I'm trying to find something. I found something the other day that was going to be really big news for the MS community, I thought. Or good anyway. And I'm trying to search for it. So just bear with me. I can't remember where I had it or what it was. And this is embarrassing. But it was something I wanted to share tonight. And I put it somewhere. And I don't know where I put it.
Was it anything on the stem cell research?
No, I don't remember exactly what it was, man. I shouldn't have said anything. I should have just kept it to myself and tried to find it.
Well, if we talk more, maybe you'll think of it.
Yeah, y'all just carry on, and I'm here. Okay. I'm just trying to find out.
Okay. I mean, right now, the thing that seems to be most interested in most people is what's going on with stem cell research. It's not being done here in the States at all. Pretty much you either have to go to Russia or I think Canada, but it's not a proven thing yet. What I don't like about it is some of the things you have to go through to get to the point that you're hoping you're going to be better after it's all done. It's almost like they're treating you for cancer. They're treating you for cancer, cleaning you up. And then you basically have to grow your immune system right back up again. And that's really dangerous. So, but I think it's going to be, it just has to be proven before I think we'll see here in the United States. But that's one I was looking at the other day. It's not, I really don't think we can find a cure until we all start to work better together and really see what our differences are and what our similarities. And our similarities are going to be very high, I think. From what I'm talking with people in different chat rooms, I mean, it's basically, we're so similar. It has to be a missing thread there that we're all missing that needs to be figured out so that we can go on and try to get this cured. For not just us,
right.
but for all of us.
Right. Yeah, you know, me and a friend of mine was talking today about MS and CRPS and a lot of different disorders, and she brought up a good point. She says, I wonder, because MS does have a lot of notification. It does. It's very, I don't say it's popular, but a lot of people know about MS, okay? That doesn't mean that the MS community doesn't need help. They do, but what we were talking about is like famous people that have MS, they've come out about it and it's made more awareness about MS, where a lot of these other disorders, they don't have that public figure to kind of lean off of, if that makes sense to me. I'm not saying the MS community does not need help. They need help. And that's what we're here to do. But it just seems to me like, you know, because you have what Montel Williams has MS, I forget, there's several, and you know, and that helps get the word out with these these famous people. You know, they're not just like us little nobodies trying to make a ripple in the river, you know what I mean? That was something we were talking about today, and I agreed with her. I said, you're absolutely right. I said, I do think that plays a real big factor in a lot of things. We've said this before. The cures, too much money to be made off of medicine, and that's sad.
Yeah.
It's very sad because there could be cures for these diseases. I'm sure of that, as sure as I'm sitting here. You know, What do scientists do every day, all day long at work? What are they researching on? Dude, that's what I want to know.
There has to be something being done out there that's getting either very close or it's there. They're just not bringing it out to the public.
That's what I really believe that.
MS keeps pushing all of the drugs that they want us to try. But it's all just a trial and error.
It's not being proven.
I mean, we basically have to sign off that we won't make anybody responsible for this medicine when we're taking it.
Sure.
You kind of have to think, okay, am I really doing something safe for myself? Because what happened was I was working with, I was doing Pellegrity. That's one of the MS drugs. And I had just started it back up again once I went on to some other medications. And my mood went from being super strong and super awake to almost being back to bed again when I start my injections back again. So I'm just kind of wondering whether or not the injection is my problem or if it's the medication. But on the medication alone, without the injection, I felt fine. So it's a trial here. Yeah, it's just you have to try something to see if it works.
Sure. Yeah. That's for all of us, you know. We all have to.
You're right, though. There's not a lot of people that are talking, other than I'm going to say highly known people about chronic pain. I mean, they don't, and that's sad. There has to be more people out there than just the people that we know.
Sure. Well, you know, it's like I told her that my friend I was talking to today. Like I told her, you know, I said, the thing is, you know, the MS communities really come together fairly nice, because I see what goes on and I see people post and talk about and stuff, and the MS communities kind of tight knit. The rest of us need to be like that and get on board and be tight knit together, is what we need to do. We talk about it all the time. People have got to come out of them shells and their corners and start talking and sharing stories and pictures and stuff. You can do it and really remain anonymous, believe it or not. You can call the show anytime and be anonymous. All you got to do is when you call in, is say, hey, I don't want my name on air. And okay, you're John Doe or Jane Doe or whatever. I'm very big in trying to, you know, to keep people undercover, more or less, if that's what they want. I'll meet their requests, but we've got to get people to come together and start sharing stories and talking to one another. I mean, that's just a must.
Yeah. I mean, today I sent out over probably 2,000 invitations to this, and I was hoping that some of them would get some interest and give us a buzz, but I know I listened for a long time before I even thought of doing this. So it's I don't know. I guess they're afraid basically to maybe they think they're going to make a fool out of themselves. You're not going to do that here. I mean, it's not that way.
Yeah, it's
we're here for them.
Exactly. We're not professionals. I don't run my show like a professional. I don't want to. I want to run it the way I run it. I want people to feel comfortable. I want to be comfortable. I want my guests to be comfortable and respected. And that's it. I mean, there's no such thing as a dumb question. I will say that. No. There is no dumb question.
No.
Anybody tells you is, they're lying. There's not, you know.
You hit the nail on the head, though, when you said about MS coming together. They are coming together real well. And some of these other groups are just like, it's like going back to school. You got the groups here, you got the groups there, and nobody wants to mix. And they just got to, I mean, the groups themselves just have to come together as a whole and just be.
Sure.
And then once that whole comes together, then all of the groups can mix together. And at that time, I think it's when we're going to start seeing some of the walls carving down and possibly more possibilities of cures for some of these.
Yeah.
You never know.
The thing of it is, and I think this might be part of the problem as well. People with a different disorder doesn't want to mingle with somebody with another different disorder. They want to mingle with their own people, their own disorders, which is great. I mean, there's groups out there for that. The people have got to come out and start talking and sharing stories and talking about things. So people get a better understanding. I mean, you know, the MS community doesn't have to work with the CRPS community necessarily. We are like the middle person. We're the one that's doing the shows on things, on different things. So yes, we're going to be mixed in with all the disorders that we're covering. We're going to be working with each and every one of those. And that's fine with us. That's what we want to do. But the communities themselves don't have to mingle with each other if that's not what they're wanting to do. But you just can't get a lot of these communities or disorders to come together and work together, man. You couldn't even pay them to do it. It's ridiculous, honestly. It really is.
Yeah. I mean, if I don't know
I kind of look at it as if you have 220 people, you know, that meet somewhere to protest, you know, you're probably going to get, you know, maybe a little notice, but nobody's going to really pay much attention. But if you throw 22,000 people out there at the same place, now people are going to start saying, what's going on out there?
Sure.
And if you throw 220,000 out there, people are going to be saying, whoa, what's going on? We need to do that with our groups.
Sure.
You know, if we have 220 people in our group, we're basically talking to each other, you know, but people are going to be going, what's going on? You know, the larger our groups get, the better attention that we get. The more attention we get, people are going to start saying, maybe we should do something about this.
Yeah.
I mean, the people that have the purse strings. And that's what we got to do.
Yeah, because I'll post something in my group, okay? And three people will see it and respond to it. A month later, somebody responds to it, and I'm like, a whole month? Well, I didn't see this before. It's been there for a month or 3 months or whatever the case may be. You never looked, you know?
Yeah.
That kind of things. People pick out what they want to see and talk about, and that's it. And as long as they're doing that, these disorders are going to stay right where they're at. Nothing's going to get accomplished. I mean, nothing.
No.
Nothing's going to get accomplished. It takes strength in numbers, man. Yeah, I'm a big believer in that. I'm not saying that it's going to change the world and change everything, but it will open up people's eyes. You know, it's like my friend Wendy. They're sending broken coffee mugs that they've repainted and pieced them together and sending them to Ellen DeGeneres Show, Washington, D.C., and somewhere else. And that's getting attention. They have different colors on it for different disorders. Sure, that's getting noticed. You know, that's one way of doing things. But it's she's very frustrated as well. I mean, her talk today, and she's like, it's just going to make people mad, but I'm not going to give in. I said, you can't give in. You got to keep going. I said, Wendy, I make them mad every night, and I get more listeners as the days go by. So, you know, you're stepping on some toes, but obviously that's what it takes. Because people are not listening.
You're going to have some people who are just going to take that piece and just throw it in the trash, and there's going to be somebody like, oh, that's pretty nice. That's a neat idea. And then they say to their friends, oh, look what I got. And it just goes on. It doesn't take much.
It just takes people willing to do something, you know, something besides sit around and complain all day. Oh, well, I have MS, and I'm never going to get cured. You're probably right, but that's not an attitude to have, because it's going to get you absolutely nowhere. And that's it's just going to make things worse for you is what it's going to do. You know, getting the chronic pain community to work together is like very impossible. They just don't want to do it. I mean, we have a lot of people that are on board, and they're with us. They're waiting on more people, just like we are, you know. And we're not going to stop. I'm not going to give in and let people win. I'm not going to do it. I'm going to continue doing what I'm doing, and fighting as hard as I can fight. I mean, it's all there is to it. You know,
it's like the commercial that they have out there for the one MS drug. And we kind of laugh at her as people because they're showing a lady that's basically doing everything she can, and she shows no pain whatsoever. But it really, I mean, even though it shows that, there are people that are like that, that have that mess. And they can handle things a lot better. They're in remission or they don't quite have it that long yet. So, I mean, it can be shown like that. But it gives us attention. And that's the biggest thing. And that's what we need, attention.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just how do you figure out how to do the chronic pain? It's really hard because chronic pain basically can be just about anything. That's the thing. I mean, it is a disease that needs to be recognized more as just the disease it is, I mean, in general, so that people know. I mean, need other people to know or understand what chronic pain is. They don't see it, so they don't know what it is, and I don't know what it is. I mean, I've probably learned more from you than I did anywhere else, and it shouldn't be that way. We should all know what's going on in each one of these. But then again, do people want to take that time? I don't think so.
Yeah. You know, what I wonder is, how does with MS, when the pain gets intense like it does with CRPS and some of these other disorders, does it really just kind of make you like lose your mind, but feel like you just give up, man? I mean, you're just like, you're done. When it gets to hurting that bad, you just almost instantly, you go, wow, I just don't want to do anything. I don't want to live. I don't want to do anything anymore. And that's, you know, that's really dangerous, man, for all of us to feel that way. And does MS affect the same way is what I'm saying, is I'm talking
it
about?
It does.
It does?
Yeah, it does.
I figured it.
Yeah. I mean, because the pain is in areas. Yeah, so pain's in areas like you guys have in certain areas, or it can be mixed with the whole body. I mean, you want to cut your feet off because your pain's down your feet. You just want them off your legs. You want to cut your fingers off because they hurt. But then there's days I don't feel anything. I mean, I'm comfortable, but see, that's the type of stuff that you have to journal.
Yeah.
I mean, but well, I think a lot of the depression drugs are an issue.
Yeah, well, the reason I was asking because you know I thought it did. I was pretty sure it did, but it's one of the things that I didn't really know about MS, so I wanted to make sure I was right on it. Because I think they're pretty much all that way, honestly. Except
I know Wayne's that way.
Yeah, Wayne's just a tough guy. Nothing bothers him. He's like, he's like bulletproof.
I learned that I'm not bulletproof. But I looked at what I have as now. Like we were getting into pots last night, and within 20 minutes, I'm just thinking, wow, I am so glad I'm just like this. Because I could be so much worse, you know. So, am I in a bad way? Oh, God, no, man. I'm doing great, you know.
Yeah,
as compared to some of these other ones.
Yeah,
I just have a different view of it.
Yeah,
there's things that you feel like that, but we don't have. I mean, compared to them, yes, we have. Our lives are much better.
compared to a lot of them, yeah. Because the pots is really some nasty stuff, man. Really nasty. And, you know, I mean, MS, they all are. They all are. But some are worse than others, you know. And some don't have hardly any recognition at all. And those are the ones that we're trying to get brought up. But, you know, again, finding people to help us. I have a good friend that's going to help us out on the show Tuesday for POTS. I'm going to do it again because we can have more information. But getting people to come out and come together, man, it's like it's impossible. Now, one thing I have to say is a lot of people listen to the shows and they get a lot from the shows, and that's good. That's what we want to do. But it's like I tell them, you got to start communicating. You got to start talking and sharing things. You don't have to come on the show. You can call in or, you know, post something in a group or, you know, or something. Start sharing things with people and get other people doing it. And you know what? Then you start get the ball rolling. Then you're making process or progress. You know what I'm saying? You're moving forward. Thing you start writing letters. You know, I mean, there's so much stuff that can be done. It's just not being done.
Well, each and every person that does that type of thing, they're going to find that there's somebody's going to hear it, and they're going to say, "Oh, there's somebody out there with the same problem I'm having. Maybe I should talk to them." And then they get together. And then they pull another group together. I mean, they pull another group of people together in their same situation. And then, like you said, it just keeps going on and on. And that's I think that's what MS really did. But I even think that chronic pain community has come together a lot more than what they had in the past years.
Mm-hmm.
I see more with what I see more online on the chronic pain than I do fibromyalgia at all.
Yeah,
they're really holding their information tight up against them. They're not saying much at all.
Well, fibro has
as far as they're not sharing. Yeah,
fibromyalgia has their own commercials on TV for fibromyalgia.
That's true.
You know, CRPS don't have any commercials.
Well, I can't believe that.
Yeah, none that I'm aware of.
No, I never did. Now to see it, I never saw it. But then I remember the fibromyalgia ones too.
Yeah,
they're out there.
Yeah, they have commercials. Not many at all. But there's a few. You know, it's just that we just have to keep fighting, man. And you know, we're gonna lose friends and members of our groups and everything along the way because they don't like what we're saying and what we're trying to do. And to me, they're just haters, and they need to go on elsewhere because they're wasting time. They're wasting people's time and effort. If they're not, you know, and I'm not saying because they don't write in a group or they don't call into the show. That's not what I'm saying. They do absolutely nothing. They don't do anything. They collect stuff and information and stuff, and then they go somewhere else and collect more and go somewhere else and collect more. You know, they need to participate and work with each other and not try to up one another, not try to be better than one another person or, my disorder is worse than yours. You know, no, we don't need that kind of crap. If people are going to do that, they do. They just need to move on. But, you know,
I know it's hard to get people to get to the point where they're ready to talk about it. I mean, because it took me a good 5, maybe 8 years to really get to talk about it because I talked about it, but nobody really wanted to listen before.
Sure. Yeah, I mean, it's understandable. Great. You know, it's easy.
And I think that's what we're all running into.
Yeah. It's easy for me to sit here and say, oh, yeah, don't hesitate to talk because I talk every night for an hour. So, yeah, it's easy for me to sit here and say that. But it was hard on me, too, at first. You can go back and listen to some of my first shows, man. I was scared to death. But you know what? I made up my mind and said, I'm not going to let this beat me. I'm not going to let it beat me down. I'm going to try to get help for people. I'm going to try to help people. That's just the way it is. And that's my personality. That's me. And that's exactly what I'm doing. And that's what a lot more people need to start doing. You know, it's rough, man. I know it's rough and I get it. I understand it. And I'm here to help people like we all are. You guys are doing the same thing, Steven. You doing it. Wayne's doing it every night when he co-hosts the show with me. You know, it's because we want to. It's because we want to help people. We want to make a difference. And we need more people like this. I mean, we just need a lot more people like this. You know, it's.
And I think they're out. I think they're out there.
Oh, they're out there. There's no doubt. There's no doubt they're out there. I know a lot of people that really would be great at this. They would be great at helping one another, helping each other. They're just, I guess they're scared to do it. Embarrassed, ashamed. I don't know what it is. But I know that we have to quit being like this, and we have to come out and come out guns a-blazing, man, and fighting, because if we don't, we're never going to have anything. And I know a lot of people with chronic pain have had it for 15, 20, 30 years, and they've got used to it. That's just giving up to me. That's just giving up. And that's not going to get you anywhere, you know, misery. So, I mean, it's really rough, man. But, you know, we want to give info. We wanted to keep doing the shows on Thursday nights with you about MS. I feel like it's helping some people.
Yep.
I see some results, you know. They're small results, but I see some. So, I mean, yeah, I think it's moving along. We just need to get more people moving, that's all. And hopefully go ahead.
That's getting people together not just the MS community, everybody needs to get together with all of these incurable diseases that we're all dealing with. And we just gotta start getting our people together so that we can come together and march as one, not as 12 or 50. We need people.
Yeah.
We're not gonna make a difference. We're not gonna show anything until we get together.
That's true. That is true.
A group of us could go down to Washington, but a community of us go down, what a big difference.
Yeah. It'd be a lot different.
And it can be done. It truly can.
It can. And we just have to keep doing what we're doing right now, and that's pushing. I don't want to say pushing people, but we kind of are. We're pushing them and telling them, hey, this is what you need to be doing. And it's true. They do. They need to be coming together and doing more for a cause. It's very important. Very, very important. And I'll beat this horse in the ground, because we can't give up, man. We just cannot give up. We give up bad news, and, you know, making awareness, spreading awareness. That's part of what we need to be doing. That's a big part of it. It's not the only part, but you know, there's several pieces to the puzzle, and you got to start some. Yeah. You got to start somewhere. So, yeah, I mean, it's, I don't know, guys, we just have to keep pounding, and it's all I can say. And, hopefully we can do more.
Doing anything, nothing will get done. But by doing something, one of the ideas have to come around and be the idea.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. There's no doubt. I hope that people get the point eventually. They got to get it. They got to get with it and get with the program and understand and know what's going on, because we're being left behind, and it's not fun. It's not pleasant being left out and being left behind. And I don't want to leave anyone in the chronic pain community behind, which I know that we will, but it's not done intentionally. We want to do everything we can to help one another here, and we're trying to pass that along to the communities and help them understand that, yes, we are here for a reason. We are here because we care. We're here because we want to make people's lives different. And I mean, it's just that simple. It's not going to stop. I can lose all my friends on Facebook. It really doesn't matter. I'm going to keep going. Because I know I'm doing it for a reason. There's a cause behind it. And I'm pushing as hard as I can push. And I write emails almost every single day. And we'll continue doing them. You know, some people write, I have my friend Wendy, she has people write, you know, and send them to her email, and she sends them off or whatever. I told her, I was like, I don't do that. I do my own. But believe me, I'm doing it right along with you and a lot of other people. And people can do that. They can do things on their own if they want to. And I'm sure there's probably a lot of people out here that do that. But we need a lot more people doing it.
There was a group of people that are a group of, I'm assuming they're MS people, that are actually doing a reunion in Oklahoma City this weekend. And they're getting together. I mean, they're just flying from all over the place to go to this.
Really?
And that's the kind of stuff. Yeah, I mean, when I first was diagnosed, there were a lot of seminars and stuff about MS. I haven't seen that happening at all in the past 5 years, 6 years. I mean, these were being brought out by the drug companies. And they were supposedly, I always say that, supposedly have a star there at the seminars. Well, of course, last minute, their schedule changes and they don't show up. But it draws people to a group and we all see how many different ways MS has affected each other. And it's not just us. And like you said about POTS, I mean, we can see the worst and the best when we go to these seminars and get together and we can talk as a group much better. And I mean, the one I went to had maybe 200 people there. That's 200 people that got to talk that didn't talk before. So I think we're missing out on the group ideas that they had early on when I was diagnosed. But I don't know how to get those back again. I'm sure it's expensive, but the drug companies don't seem to be helping as much as they used to.
I'm sure you. That's a big problem. Yeah, that's a big problem. Very big problem.
I'm not gonna say we have to go to a function. I mean, it was a whole weekend.
Yeah. We could go to places, but the problem is living on disability. You can't afford to do too much extra, and that's the downfall of a lot of things. Yeah. Or I think there'd be a lot more people doing it. Honestly, people just can't travel. Just can't travel. So I mean, that's understandable as well. But as we just keep battling and keep going, and hopefully we'll get more people on board. I share my show. Just share it. Share the page.
Yeah. Eventually, you're gonna catch somebody. Somebody wasn't thinking about it when they see it. They say, there's gonna be a talk about this, talk about that. Even if they're only seeing mine as MS, if they click on the play, they'll actually see all the stuff you got to do.
Oh yeah, yeah. All they got to do is follow the show on Blog Talk Radio, and it everything's right there. All the previous shows and all the upcoming shows, when I schedule them, they all pop up there.
That's all. Your bee thing. There's a lot of them. That's all a lot that you had on there.
Yeah, the bee venom.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm still pushing that. I've kind of backed off here lately, but. It's a big thing. It's a big thing. Yeah.
Is it big in your community?
I really don't know. The bees are, yeah. There's plenty of beekeepers here, but as far as the bee venom treatment, I don't know about here too much. I haven't.
I couldn't tell you one person. Yeah, I couldn't tell you one person that I know that's doing it.
Yeah.
No, we have people that come on quite a bit that do it. And, we have one. I mean, that's all she's done for her life is raise beads. And people would actually just say to her house was like a drive through for a while where they'd come in and get their treatment and then go back in and get the stingers pulled out. You don't have to have a prescription for it. So if it helps, I got to give it 2 thumbs up,
And that's it. That's it.
They're just all afraid of getting stung that many times.
I poked myself twice on a night with a needle for my diabetes. I'm still getting jabbed. What's the difference? You know, really?
It hurts a little differently, though. I did the needle too, but I mean, to have something falling on me that's going to shoot something into you, that really scares me. But like you said, I mean, there's proof that it works.
Yeah, it's
a proven fact.
I guess I'm just going to have to break down and just find your lady. And I know she's not that far away from me, and just see if you try it someday.
Yeah.
I'm interested to see what the cost is like.
What, the cost of it?
Yeah.
The cost of it's like very inexpensive. I think, what did you guys say, Wayne? It was like 10 to 15 cents per bee, I mean, to buy them or something like that?
Yeah.
Very inexpensive. Yeah, very inexpensive.
So they don't actually do it. So she doesn't actually do it there at her, wherever she's at.
I don't know if she's still doing it there or not. I don't know. I would have to ask her. But I know she would really be interested in helping you and talking to you, though. I do know that. She's a great lady. Yeah. Very wonderful, wonderful person. She's on my Facebook. Yeah, she's on my Facebook.
Yeah, so I can find it. I might have tried to friend her already. I'm not sure.
And she's also in that group, too.
Okay.
In the treating bee venom chronic pain with bee venom. Exactly. Yeah, she's in there too.
Yeah.
But yeah. Seriously. Yeah, seriously. Contact her, man. I know Amber would love to help. I mean, that's her nature, you know. She's a great person, man.
I guess I could take a couple bee stings. for the
group. Well, the thing of it is, it takes a while for it to start helping you. You know, if you get stung once or twice, it's not gonna, you know, it's not really gonna do you that much justice. So, I mean, it's something that you have to continue with for a while, like 3, 4, 5, 6 months.
Yeah,
something like that. You're not
gonna see any other medication. It's got to build up.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm considering doing it myself. I've been thinking about it for a while, and I'm having some issues with my shoulder. It's all swollen again, and up under my arm and my chest and everything's hurting. And I'm leaning that direction here for long if things don't change.
Now, I'll try to see what happens for you.
Huh?
Why do you get swelling? Why do you get swelling like that?
It's the CRPS. It gets inflamed. Your body gets inflamed.
So you're inflamed. That's where your fire. When I see a lot of your stuff, it's fire. Okay. I wasn't quite sure. We don't get that I don't get that as an MS patient. Okay. I get basically just needles feeling.
Yeah.
And tingling. But I would say the only place I really do get anything that's more than just that is the what they call an MS hug when your center. Like your stomach basically feels like it's just being tightly squeezed by somebody, but there's nothing going on. You just feel like your insides are all kind of pulling together as one. It hurts like crap.
Our pain.
But it's the inflammation. That inflammation. That's interesting. I didn't know that before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep, and discoloration in the skin too. And my arm's got a little bit discolored compared to the other arm. It's like that all the time. But it's gotten worse the last week since this has been flaring up like it has. And my pain medication is working pretty good. It's keeping a lot of the pain down, but it's hard for me to move my neck. And, you know, the pain jolts down into my back into my shoulder blade there, and it's into my chest and stuff, and it's just a nightmare.
Yeah, you know, it sounds like it. It's really interesting.
Yeah, it's interesting. There's a lot to it, that's for sure. But it's not fun. By no means, but
none of them are, man.
None of them are pleasant to have. That's for sure. But
yeah, but you need to get
Huh?
I got to take a break for a second. I got to plug in my battery. My battery's almost dead on my laptop here.
Well, okay.
Can we take a break for a moment?
Yeah, we're about to run out. We got 4 minutes left, so.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think I have plenty of time on there yet. So, okay. But yeah, no, I mean, very interesting on how that works. I didn't know. And see, that's the thing. I mean, there was a little bit you told me about it that I didn't have any idea. And that's why me telling you some information helps you understand MS a little bit better. And maybe the other people that are not MS people, they understand then their neighbor, if they have MS, they understand them a little bit better. There's a lot to talk about, but a lot of things that really, I'm not going to say personal, but I like some of your questions on some of the pain and stuff like that. But I would say that what the biggest thing is people need to make up their minds and basically do research and try to find what they can to actually ask the doctors about. I mean, the new medication that I'm on, I mean, the doctors had no idea when I brought the name of it in. They're like, I don't know what that is. They had to basically study on it before I could start on it. So,
sure.
Anything that they can do to help themselves, it's helpful for the doctors.
Sure.
But I think it'll be something that will, I think basically if you take the time to think about some of the things that you're doing every day and melt that stuff down so the doctor knew kind of what your life is like every day. I mean, they only see us for a couple minutes, but they knew what we did for the last month. Or I go every 4 or 6 weeks to the doctor, so
right.
She doesn't know what I'm doing. It's a great idea for people to get the information down and down and take it to the doctor.
That is true.
Most people, my pain, I might be a 3, you know, when I wake up. It might be a 7, you know, early evening. It'll go down to maybe a 3 at midnight. And when I go to bed, it's maybe up to an 8, you know. My pain never stays the same all day long. You know, it's always changing. And those are things that, you know, we really need to note, you know.
Yeah.
A doctor can't wave a magic wand over us and, you know, throw the magic voodoo dust on us and know what's wrong with us, you know. We have to give them a little help. Actually, we have to give the doctor a lot of help.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
They can't do anything unless they know what's going on.
Exactly. They have to know. We have to communicate with them. That's a big thing. It's a big thing. Big issue. Communication is key. Really is.
If we could find doctors that have the same problem we have, it'd be so much easier.
Yeah.
They have an understanding.
Now,
I mean, my daughter's going into neurology. She's going to be a great neurologist because she's basically going to have grown up in my life with MS. So.
Right.
I told her, I said, that's where you need to go. They need your help.
Yeah.
So I think kids that have parents with issues really need to consider if they have any interest in doctoring. It's really try to go towards that because they're the only ones that know more than what we know.
Sure.
I mean, you can learn everything in a book. You can learn everything in a book, but if you lived it, it's so much better.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I know a couple of doctors that had MS. Yep. Go ahead. You ready?
Yep. We are fixing to call it an evening. Working for the weekend. Yep. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and be back Monday. Oh, Wayne, I'm doing a show with Brian Saturday. He's going to do a show.
Okay.
Yeah, he's going to do his own show, so I guess. So he asked me if I'd come on Saturday.
Okay.
I told him, yeah, I'll come on once. But good luck with it. So I told him, good luck. Have fun.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to enjoy it. All right, Stephen, it was nice talking with you, man. And I'll send you probably next Thursday for Thursday night show if you want to use it. That's the best way to use it.
That sounds good. Yep, sounds good.
All right, guys. Appreciate it, man. Thanks, Stephen.
Yep. Yep. Take care.
All right. Okay. All right. You too.
Bye.
All right, Wayne. We are out of time, brother.
Yeah.
We'll talk to you. We'll talk to you on Monday.
On Monday.
Oh yeah. Wait till I come up with the show title for Monday.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. All right, man. We'll talk to you then. Have a good weekend.
Oh yeah. You too, bud.
All right. Good night.
Have a good one.
Good night. You too.